The man who held my shoulder tried to shoo the bird with his free hand and some pithy curses. He was huge and hairy. It was the middle of the night. What light there was came from a lantern the man had set upon the cobblestones. It set eyes glowing across the street at a low level. For an instant I thought I saw something huge and cat-like slipping past. The man was one of the Shadar patrolmen the Liberator had employed to roam the streets after dark, maintaining order and keeping a watch for outsiders of dubious provenance. Laughter came from the darkness across the way. The patrolman wasn't doing a good job. I was supposed to be one of the good guys here. She was one of the dubious strangers. I was in Taglios. I smelled smoke. The lantern? No. The odor came from the stairwell behind me. I recalled dropping a lamp, recalled a confused cacophony of where's and when's. I'm all right. Just had a dizzy spell. Laughter from across the street. The Shadar glanced back, but otherwise seemed indifferent. He didn't want to believe my story. He wanted to find something wrong right here, right now. He didn't like foreigners, and us northerners were all madmen and drunks. But unfortunately, we were also very much in favor with the palace. I got up. I had to get moving. My mind was clearing. The truth was coming back. I had a desperate need to get to the old familiar entrance to the palace because I had to get to my apartment in a hurry. The moon suddenly splashed its light down into the street. It had to be past midnight. I saw the woman, watching from across the way. I started to say something to the Shadar, but a sharp whistle came from the distance, in the direction the monster had seemed to be moving. Another patrolman needed assistance. He said, "Take care, foreigner." He jogged away. I ran too, not pausing to take the elementary step of closing the sally door. I reached my customary entrance. Something was wrong. Cordy Mather's guards should have been on duty there. I was unarmed except for a belt knife. I drew it, pretending I was a fierce commando. There was no way Mather's gang would leave an entrance uncovered. You couldn't bribe those guys to screw up. I found the sentries in the guard room. They'd been strangled. No need to question the prisoner further now. But who was the target? The old man? Almost certainly. The Radisha? Probably. And anyone else important that they could get. I fought panic, managed to keep from herring off blindly. Tide and Uncle Doge were up there anyway. I stripped the shirt off one dead guard, wrapped my throat. That should afford some protection against the strangler's scarf. Then I bounded upstairs like a mountain goat who was long out of practice. I reached my own floor so winded, I had to lean against the stairwell wall and strain to keep from